Good afternoon. I want to update the media and the community about an arrest that was made yesterday. It's an arrest that was made on an unspecified threat, we'll say, to a school. No specific school was mentioned. However, yesterday at approximately 7 p.m., so it was on September 11th at approximately 7 p.m., FBI Buffalo responded to a complaint. They received a complaint from FBI Atlanta, who had received a complaint from somebody that lives in the Atlanta area that observed a concerning post on a Discord account that had made reference to shooting a kindergarten class. Again, no specific school, no specific class was mentioned, but obviously this is a very concerning post. When FBI Buffalo received the complaint at approximately 7 p.m., they immediately notified Buffalo Police Threat Management Unit, where they both conducted an immediate investigation looking into various addresses. After a few different addresses, they focused on an address in the 900 block of Sycamore in the city of Buffalo, where the investigation really launched off at that point. During the course of the investigation, both agents and Buffalo police detectives identified a 15-year-old that was involved in this, and at that point, a temporary emergency risk protection order was applied for and was granted that had a search provision to it. While the search was being conducted, a tactical shotgun was recovered that was loaded that matches the image that was the shotgun in the image of the social media post, as well as bedding that is in the house of the 15-year-old, in the bedroom of the 15-year-old, is the same as the bedding that was in that social media post that the shotgun was on. While continuing the search for a weapon, which is part of that search provision, detectives and agents located a large quantity of marijuana. At that point, they stopped their search, applied for a search warrant, obtained a search warrant, and then continued on and recovered approximately 14 pounds of marijuana in a separate bedroom. Ultimately, the 15-year-old was charged with a misdemeanor offense of making a threat of mass harm. It was then determined that the shotgun was owned by the 18-year-old, who is a relative. That 18-year-old was further charged with the safe storage law for not having the shotgun secured when there are minors in the home, and was also charged with the marijuana, as the approximate 14 pounds of marijuana was located in the bedroom of the 18-year-old. Those cases were processed through. The juvenile was charged and immediately arraigned with the case progressing through in family court. I do want to say that there was a tremendous amount of cooperation that we always have in the city of Buffalo with the FBI, with the other agencies, in the Erie County District Attorney's Office. This was moved on extremely quickly. It was a fast-moving investigation, and when you have that kind of cooperation, that kind of collaboration, we can get things done, we can get them done right, and we can help make our community a lot safer. I want to thank the person down in Atlanta that observed this post and that called the FBI in Atlanta that put that complaint in. And I've said this several times before, that when you see a concerning post, when you hear something concerning, instead of sharing it, instead of spreading it around, we need you to call the authorities. We need you to call the police. We need you to call, if you're at school, talk to one of the elders at school, a principal, a teacher, somebody. Tell your parent, tell anybody, but you need to get that call into law enforcement so that we can use the extensive resources that we have, we can investigate, and we can hopefully put an end to something before a bad event happens. So again, I'm very grateful to how this process played out. I am joined, and I should have started out with this, by Mark Grimm, the ASAC of the FBI Field Office of Buffalo, and our acting district attorney, Michael Kane. And with that, I will turn this over briefly to the ASAC of the Buffalo Field Office, Mark Grimm.
Good afternoon. First off, I want to say thank you to the Buffalo Police Department, Commissioner Grimalia, and everyone who responded to yesterday's events. Unfortunately, we live in a time where school shootings are far too common. Keeping people safe and saving lives is our number one priority, which is why the FBI and the Buffalo Police Department take all these threats extremely seriously. Let's just serve as a reminder, the FBI and our law enforcement partners are going to use all our resources to investigate a school threat until we determine whether it is real or not. Investigative actions will be taken. And as always, we encourage members of the public to remain vigilant and immediately report anything they consider suspicious to law enforcement. Due to the nature of this ongoing investigation, we're not going to be providing any additional details of the investigation at this time. Thank you.
All right, and District Attorney Mike Kane will discuss the arrest itself.
So 18-year-old Saeed was arrested yesterday. He was arraigned this morning in Buffalo City Court. He has been charged with two counts, one count of criminal possession of cannabis in the first degree. That's possessing more than 10 pounds of marijuana. That's a D felony. And the second charge is failing to safely store firearms in the first degree. Now, that's only an A misdemeanor. Essentially, the two charges are both non-qualifying offenses. And so Mr. Saeed was released after being arraigned this morning and will be coming back to court on September 30th. The failing to say, as already outlined by Commissioner Grimaldi, the failure to safely store the shotgun that Mr. Saeed apparently had lawfully purchased is based upon the fact that there was a someone under 18 years of age living in the same home with him, and the gun was not safely secured. So the 15-year-old case is being handled by the Erie County Attorney's Office because he's a juvenile. That case will proceed through family court, and we will be prosecuting in the Erie County District Attorney's Office the older brother, the 18-year-old Saeed. And as I indicated, that case is coming back on September 30th. I would echo the sentiments of my two colleagues here. This is great work by the Buffalo Police Department and by the FBI in collaboration with our office. You know, quick work. You know, when threats like this are made on social media, it's important that we all act quickly, and our partners did act quickly. We were able to get what we commonly call a red flag law, the TERPO, Temporary Extreme Risk Protection Act order, signed immediately, so that our partners could go in and execute the search for any weapons, and one was obviously recovered, and then during the course of that search, there was some marijuana that was observed, and then our office was able to help get a search warrant prepared and signed by a judge. And so we all worked very well together, and it was important that this be done quickly to stop any potential harm that could have occurred. So, again, I commend my partners, and it's important that we continue to have these great relationships and work well together. So that concludes my remarks.
Thanks. And I believe I did say that, but the 15-year-old, I know the question's been asked, is a Buffalo School student. I'm not going to identify what school. There are protections when it comes to the identity of a juvenile, and if I identify a school, you know, that could lead us down a path where their identity could be revealed. They are provided protections in the law. Buffalo Schools was notified when this was occurring. They were notified this morning of the arrest so that they can take appropriate action on their end. So at this point, and again, I really want to commend the work of everybody. We have when it comes to the threat management unit and it comes to the FBI's office in investigating these threats, our threat management unit is extensively trained. They went through FBI training when that unit was created. You know, and unfortunately, when you see a school shooting in a country, you see an uptick of threats that are made in the days to follow. And that makes units like both of ours extremely busy. But it doesn't matter what time of day or night. They are out, they are answering the call, and they're going out to move on very quick, as we've said, because lives are at stake. With that, we'll take questions.
Mark, can you take us through the process of when you have different agencies different districts, I guess, all working together? So Atlanta was notified from someone living in Atlanta. Then can you just take us through the process of how they then get in contact with your office and go through that?
Yeah, so we actually have the National Threat Operations Center, which sits over top. So when a complaint call comes in of that type, it actually goes first to the National Threat Operations Center, who will then farm it out to the relevant field office. In this instance, because of the original post, they didn't know where that person was sitting. So the complainant was in Georgia. So they sent it to the Atlanta field office. They issue emergency disclosure requests to the social media companies looking for subscriber information. Once that information is received, and they were reviewing it, they discovered that the person that made the post wasn't in Atlanta. So then we have an internal system there. They transfer that to the Buffalo field office. Our Safe Streets team received that about 6:30 last night and immediately recognized its importance and how quickly we needed to act on it, immediately contacted the Buffalo Police Department through our partnership. We work closely with them on all these matters, and we were able to action that immediately.
Is the 18-year-old a PTS student?
No, the 18-year-old is not a student.
Was there a large quantity of ammunition found with the rifle, or was it just an accident?
No, it was a small quantity of ammunition. It was loaded with 5 rounds.
Are you confident this was an isolated threat, or is it potentially part of a broader possible threat?
At this point, we believe it's an isolated threat in the post that was made.
15-year-old's facing a misdemeanor charge for making a threat. I mean, I guess explain the reasoning for the misdemeanor.
You know, it really comes down to how specific a threat may be made, what details, are there a specific location, a specific person. You know, it really gets into the specifics of what level charge, whether you make have a charge of making a terroristic threat or a charge like this. So, you know, we felt it was important to make take appropriate action and get a charge. We want to make sure we had an appropriate charge based on the evidence that we had, and this was the one that most appropriately fit. And at the end of the day, this person is now in the criminal justice system, and all that process will take place.
Can you kind of explain the difference between a terroristic charge that we've heard in the past with these types of threats versus what was charged here?
Do you want to get into specifics of the law, or do you?
Well, essentially, the making a terroristic threat requires a threat that something is going to occur unless certain actions taken by public officials. That's really the distinction here.
Was the 15-year-old known to police prior? Was this their first?
No, it was not on our radar. Not at all. No.
Who brought the 18-year-old?
No, nothing on that either. No. You know, and it's. These are the reasons why we created this threat management unit, and you know, I credit our chief of detectives, Craig Macy, for wanting to create this unit, wanting to put this together. You know, after TOPS occurred, we know that those threats exist, and we were seeing, even in the years before, we would see, you know, social media threats, we would see threats to you know, to schools and other places of worship, things of that nature. It was very important to really get a specialized unit together to investigate these. They were being handled by our district detectives, but we certainly wanted to be much more efficient, have highly trained detectives that can follow up on these. So that unit was created, reached out to the FBI and some other agencies, federal agencies, to help put a training together. So when this unit was created, it was written with the specific purposes of going after racially motivated extremist hate crimes, places of worship, schools, things of that nature. We have 4 detectives and a supervisor, a detective sergeant, that head up this unit. They're the ones that handle all of the emergency risk protection orders. They're the ones that handle all of these threats. And, you know, we can't do it, you know, just in a silo. We don't do it alone. That's why we have the working relationship with all the law enforcement agencies. They engage with the federal, the state, the county, the sheriff's department, the state police. You know, we, as I said many times, we operate in one big sandbox here because we are working for the community to keep our community safe.
How quickly from when FBI Atlanta reached out to Discord did Discord turn over information regarding the person's account?
It was within a day.
So this threat was presumably made yesterday morning, and then you act on this story that was made maybe prior to that?
No, unfortunately, the threat originally was made the 27th of August, but the person that witnessed the complaint didn't report it until like a week and a half later. So it wasn't until the 7th, I believe, of September they did it. Atlanta does the EDRs. They get the response. They notice that it's in Buffalo, transfer to us, and we action on it.
I feel like to that point, you always hear, you know, see something, say something. The fact that they waited so long, of course, thankfully nothing happened. But I can imagine that for investigators, that's almost a scary thought, or in a way a relief as well that nothing happened. So what's your message to people who see a post like that and are debating whether or not to come forward?
Yeah, I believe the commissioner said it exactly right when he said, you know, don't share it, don't spread it. This is your opportunity to take the initiative to report it to law enforcement that can actually make progressive steps forward to preclude these events from actually transpiring.
Are both suspects American citizens?
They are, yes. They're legal residents, yes.
Any other questions?
Siblings?
They are siblings. And I will add at the end, as was stated, the shotgun was legally purchased. However, as a part of the investigative steps, the application and the purchase is being looked at, is being examined. The FBI is looking into that now to make sure that all of those steps that were taken were appropriate and that the application was appropriate as well. So that's just part of the investigative process.
Is it still in ownership of the 18-year-old, or was it confiscated?
Oh, no, we seized it. We have it. Yes, and it's obviously evidence when you have a charge, but in addition, because of the extreme risk protection order, we would take those weapons. That's for the length of that ERPO, we would hold that based on the length of time that it is in place. And then before the expiration of that, within, I believe it's 60 days before the expiration of that, then detectives have to go back, re-examine to see if there's any other continued threats or any reason that we can bring before our court to have that ERPO extended. So that's part of the normal course of the investigation and process.
Was the 18-year-old the guardian of the 16-year-old, or are there parents in the house?
No, there is a parent in the house.
Can figure the reason, but he owned the shotgun, but is there any responsibility of the parents involved here since?
The 18-year-old's an adult in the eyes of the law. The 18-year-old legally purchased the weapon. The weapon was in the 18-year-old's bedroom but was not locked in accordance with what the law states. So he was charged appropriately for what was in his bedroom, the marijuana, and then the fail to safely store the weapon. Obviously, the 15-year-old was charged because we've got the post. We have evidence to say that that weapon was in the 15-year-old's room on the 15-year-old's bed, and the weapon matches. It's a tactical shotgun. It's a, you know, it's definitely a very specific type of shotgun.